What do we know about long-term safety of going beyond 5 years with an aromatase inhibitor? And one of the big concerns, you mentioned sort of quality of life issue in terms of the arthralgias, but is bone. Now, of course, the original studies didn't sort of take that into account. They didn't monitor bone. They didn't use bisphosphonates, which is kind of what people are doing now. In general, do you think that 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor is safe in terms of the bones with that type of approach, or any other long-term issues you're concerned about?
I think when you use the bisphosphonates, you have to be monitoring bone density and addressing it. The bisphosphonates, at an expense, there is the osteonecrosis of the jaw issue, that the longer a woman's on a bisphosphonate, to me, that's a huge question that you don't really hear anybody addressing, is how long do you continue one of these drugs once you start it? Do you just keep it going? Do you give them holidays? We know that they have a very, very long period in the bone. Once it's in the bone, it's there for a long time. So those questions are out there. But so far, it looks like the early years provide the greatest relative reduction in bone density, and then it does seem to slow even in the absence of the bisphosphonates, from some of the ATAC data. So I think it's, again, one of those situations where if you're getting to 5 years and you're seeing somebody's bone density dropping off in spite of bisphosphonates, it gets very hard to me to justify that. But the patient you described, she's sailing on it. For me, it's hard to argue. Well, you know, there is the theoretical concern about the long-term toxicities, but if you're not seeing things between years 4 and 5, can you really use that as a strong argument for stopping? I don't think so. To me, it's mainly the efficacy. You need to see efficacy. You need to see so you can get some idea of benefits for the cost. And then could there be toxicity? Could you see something begin after 7, 8 years that we've just not seen? It's possible. And if you don't do the trials, you have no opportunity to catch that sort of unexpected problem.
We've seen a little bit more openness to continuing beyond 5 years in a non-protocol setting in our studies, but mainly in the higher risk patients, node positive patients, it seems to be where people are thinking about considering this.